podcast fam. Hope you are doing well. I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to the content that I put out. It means the absolute world to me. I genuinely hope that you enjoy this podcast. If you do, or have any questions, or just want to provide feedback, or want to say what's up, best way to get in touch with me is through texting me. You could text me at 631-250-6950 if you're in the US, or if you're on WhatsApp, you could text me at 1-833-575-0948. So if you want to reach out, that'd be fantastic. If you want to subscribe, there's going to be a new podcast every single day. So definitely come back, get your content fix, and stay tuned. And if you want to see the clips of each of these podcasts, you could check me out on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, and you see the clips or the full video versions on YouTube. Thank you so much and enjoy the podcast.
But yes, here we go, guys. This is a This or That section with Jacob Restituto. First thing, we have ice cream or cake.
Oh, shoot. Can I go with ice cream cake?
The Baskin-Robbins ones?
Yes, come on. Mint chocolate chip ice cream cake. So I guess it's technically ice cream. There's really no cake in it, so I'm going to go with ice cream.
I was going to say, you're like Ken. When we had Ken in our station head here, Ken of SB19, I asked him the same thing. He goes, can I do both? And I was like, heck yeah, you're Ken.
You know what? I'm going to change it. I'm actually going to say straight up ice cream. I think ice cream, I like ice cream better than the cake. Just
ice
in general.
Cream, awesome. Yes. All right. Would you prefer to wear a suit or more of a hoodie type of suit?
Oh, definitely the hoodie. But I don't mind wearing a suit. Okay. I do like getting dressed up.
But you would say on a daily basis, obviously hoodies would be more comfortable.
Oh, 100%. I mean, on a daily, that's all I wear.
Especially in New York.
That's when it gets all really I wear. Jacob Restituto hoodie merch store. So hoodies. That's all I wear.
There
man.
You go. Coming soon, guys. If you haven't been, if it's not been out yet.
Yeah.
He might get some more merch later on.
Ooh, snap.
All right. Burgers or pizza?
Oh, shoot. That's hard. Being a New Yorker, that's hard.
Hey, I didn't even put hot dogs because I know hot dogs is a big deal there as well.
Oh, man. I want to say pizza.
Is there a specific pizza place that you say it's your go-to, or if you were to bring someone there who's never been to New York?
Well, it depends. Are we on Long Island or are we in New York City for this conversation?
Because
that's a big difference.
Let's say if you were to bring, or if the person's from the main city, New York.
Okay, so if you were in the main city for the real pizza experience, I would take people to a dollar pizza place, Two Bros Dollar Pizza. Because
we have something like that too.
That is like, that's like true New York. You could go to the city and get like a $10 piece of pizza, but like, what's the point of that? Like, you get the dollar pizza, and that's like true. That's a cultural experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people say pizza is pizza. Actually, no.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, they're all different. Have you? 100%. Do you eat pizza with pineapple, or is it to you? Is it that should be
see,
illegal?
See, I don't get why people get so upset about that. It's actually delicious. You know, I don't do it on a regular basis, but like people get like they're ready to start World War III over that, and I'm like, right? Like it's not that
some
big
of the
a deal.
Videos on YouTube. Yeah. And TikTok, they're just pizza and pineapple should be illegal.
It
and then
makes
they would
no
throw
sense.
An entire box of pizza in the trash can. I mean, has that pepper?
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
Pineapple. And it's just like, so you purchased a pizza and now you're just throwing away.
Unbelievable.
It's quite annoying. All right, so how about, would you rather go for a long drive or fly?
Oh, definitely fly. 100%. That's a great one. I like that one. That's a fun one.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes I know some people would prefer to do long drives.
Definitely not me.
You know, a road trip with friends or family.
That's true.
But if you're driving, definitely not something you
yes.
can be driving streets 4 hours, you know.
Oh, no.
All right, we have next. So this is in terms of movies.
Okay.
Are you more of the comedy type genre, or are you more horror, or what type of genre, I guess, of movies would you prefer to watch?
Definitely not horror. I'm actually a big rom-com fan. I love
Same. Oh my
rom-coms.
God.
Like, and I guess that plays to my romantic, like being a romantic. But I love, I especially rom-coms that were like made in like the between like 2006 to 2012. Like those, like kind of super cheesy. You always know that they're gonna that they kind of run into each other by happenstance. Then from that, they start to fall in love. Then they have a big fight, and then they rekindle their relationship and live happy. Like I love that. I don't know. It's just the best.
Do you watch any Korean dramas or, any outside of the United States drama series?
I haven't really gotten into a bunch of those, but I mean, with Netflix now, it's really interesting to see how they're starting to take international media and just subtitle it, which is actually really cool. So not necessarily maybe like drama series, but like I mean, I watched Money Heist, which was I think a Spanish show. I mean, then I watched Narcos, which was from like in also Spanish, but like I haven't gotten into any of the Korean media yet.
If you're going to ever, if like you ever one of these days, you're like, man, I wanna watch something different. I wanna watch something completely opposite of what I usually watch. There is a Korean drama, and I know a lot of people would agree, but this is not the only Korean drama I actually would recommend. But it's definitely one of those. There is a Korean drama called Crash Landing on You.
Okay.
It's probably one of the biggest Korean drama that's been put out there that's, I would say, internationally is known. So Crash Landing on You is, if you ever, like I said, want to try and watch a Korean series, I think it has 16 or 20 episodes, and it's about, I'll say, 40 minutes on
Okay.
average, 40 and an hour. Yeah, this Korean drama, I think, when if you're down to a rom-com, it has a good amount of romanticism of aspect of it, comedy, action, family dramas, and the main character rising up above those haters, that type of scenario. Yeah, I would say, and it has like a cultural aspect too of the both North and South Korean story. I'm just saying, like I said, if you ever want to, this is one of the ones that I would definitely
Crash
recommend,
landing on you,
because
that's
it
cool.
has a lot.
I love that. Very cool.
All right, so moving on. Oh, this one is obviously you're married,
I
so when
am.
your wife asks you, would you rather do your laundry, and that includes folding it and hanging it, or would you rather do the dishes and
One
not, not the washer,
hundred
like
thousand
actually
percent
dishes?
washing the dishes. I hate doing laundry.
There's so many things with laundry, though. There's like obviously you gotta put up in
You gotta
washer,
pick it
dry
all
it
up,
up,
bring
fold
it
it, hang.
downstairs, gotta put it in the thing, gotta switch it, gotta bring it back. That's a nightmare. I hate laundry.
Yeah, unfortunately, if you're a mom, you cannot, like me, I have so many clothes of my kids, and I just feel like sometimes, can I just toss everything in one box? Because you guys are going to use it again next week anyway.
How about this? Can you guys all
Without
go stream
folding.
Jacob Restituta's music so I can hire somebody to do my laundry?
All
I'm just kidding.
right. Since Thanksgiving is coming up, and obviously Christmas also just right around the corner, which one do
Yes.
you prefer? Or which one is your favorite holiday
Ooh.
compared to Thanksgiving or Christmas?
I like Christmas a lot. I love the feeling that you get when I don't know if every area like around where you guys all are I'll get like this, but like they'll like decorate the streets. I don't know. I love that. I don't know. My wife and I put on a Christmas movie recently, and it's such a vibe, and I love it. But my all-time favorite holiday is Valentine's Day.
Ah, is there a story
Yes.
behind that?
I am such a romantic. I mean, if you
That's
listen to
it.
my music,
Okay.
there's like, not, I think there's 110 songs, and like probably 108 of them are romance. No, probably like 90 of them are romance songs.
Is that your final answer? No, should I start counting when I play your song?
Yeah, I'd be, I'd actually say it's maybe even more than that. It's probably like more like 95.
Okay. Fun fact, in
Yes.
the Philippines,
Okay.
they actually start celebrating Christmas in Beginning September 1st.
That's so funny. So I put up a post 2 days ago, saying like when's the appropriate time to start decorating for Christmas? And somebody said from the Philippines was like, "Hey, here in the Philippines, we start celebrating September 1st." I love that. I think that it should be longer. I hate that, like, you can't, like, it's like so short. It's a month, you know, because especially because, like, it's like, I mean, this year it's exactly 1 month because Thanksgiving's on the 25th, and then it's yeah, man, I love that. The Philippines rock, man. Actually, I'm so excited for, like, everybody to open up their borders, and I want to go check out the Philippines for sure.
It's funny because here in the US, for example, if Halloween's not done and you start posting about Thanksgiving and Christmas, some
Oh my
people that are
gosh.
in love with Halloween, they get so mad, right? You're like, you're
Yes.
so rude. You can't be
Consider the
celebrating Christmas
holiday
yet.
culturally insensitive.
Right, exactly. You have no sense of what's going on around you. You don't get, I mean, honestly, because I have friends that are like that. I mean, I got a couple of friends in Colorado. They have this huge party every Halloween. They decorate their entire house, and I call their house a mansion because it's humongous. And if you ever post and you guys are, on Facebook together and they see your post about Christmas or Thanksgiving before Halloween, I kid you not, it's like you get direct messages. You
Oh
get blasted
man.
on your post. They will call you out. That's hardcore. They are when it comes to Halloween. And
Absolutely.
yeah, in the Philippines, they have the Burr month. So, given the fact that September starts with the syllable
Oh
Burr,
yeah.
September,
Oh, that's
October, or
funny.
November.
September,
Yeah.
October, November. That's funny.
So
Interesting.
when they say Burr month, that means Christmas celebration is going to begin
I
real
love
soon.
that. That's so cool. That's
All
so
right,
cool.
and the last, the one that I have on my list for this
Yes.
or that, sports,
Ooh.
football or basketball, or maybe soccer,
American football.
American football.
Yes.
What's your team?
New York Jets.
I was gonna say, if it's not New York, there's.
Yeah, all the way. You know I'm a true fan because they're horrible. So.
I was gonna say I'm not kind of same with you because Niners,
Yeah.
they're in the middle right now. They still got a chance, but
The Jets never have a chance.
49ers.
Just never have a chance. It's so
It's
sad.
okay, yeah, it's okay. You just kind of accept it because you're a true
Yes.
fan,
Exactly. Exactly. So I have a question for
But do you watch
you.
basketball? Oh yes, go ahead.
I'm curious how you found me and my because you reached out to me asking for this, and I first of all
Yes.
am so grateful for the opportunity, and I'm curious how you found me.
You reacted to SB19.
And so yeah. But do you do this with a lot all of the reactors or people that react to music
No.
or then I'm honored.
You are,
Well, thank you so much.
you're welcome. Aside from, we have a member of the 18 fandom, and she's also part of the US 18. Her name is Megan, and she's from a YouTube channel called K-Pop Sis.
Oh,
Aside
okay.
from them, or aside from her, we have not invited, or we haven't had anyone here. I think there's like a talk with the other YouTubers before, but they're like within the 18 fandom, and I thought it'd be nice to bring in somebody that's not really within the 18 fandom to be a guest. And it just so happens that you're a musician also. You know what better way to get you, oops, excuse me, my son is waking
No
up. What
worries.
better way to have a guest here on Station Head, because Station Head, like I said, it's a radio station.
Yeah.
It's, well, not really a radio station, but we stream music.
Yeah.
So I think it's, I thought maybe it's like, wow, we could have a musician who's also a YouTuber, definitely could, help him out. And at the same time, have something new for you, because I know you react to K-pop, which, by the way, I love your reaction to Stray Kids. I'm a huge Stray
Oh
Kids
yeah.
fan.
Okay, that's good to know. Very cool. I might have to add a
Yeah, so
couple of those to
you,
the playlist to
yeah.
do.
So you have that background of dealing with music, and at the same time, you get to interact with other people. So I'll kind of give you that chance to promote you instead of you promoting other people.
Why? That is very
Stop.
kind of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. We've actually interviewed another group, I mean, like I said, I know we're an SB19 fandom. We represent SB19 to the fullest. We promote them. We vote for them. We stream. We, you know, do charity work on behalf of SB19. We do, we do a lot. As a fandom, as you know, as a whole, as an 18 and fan base as well. But we also try to help out other artists. Like last week, I interviewed another idol group, an upcoming idol group in the Philippines called Alamat.
Okay.
So yeah, if you want to kind of venture out to maybe reacting to another Filipino idol group, I would recommend them. So again,
this is like they're starting to get up. Like they have 109,000 subscribers on YouTube. Like Sandigan is one of their songs, I guess, or Porqué is another one, right?
Yes. So cool. I'm just saying, if we can help SB19, obviously, promote their music and, you know, kind of represent who they are, why not use this as a platform to also help out other artists? And like I said, fans may become fans of SB19, you know, and SB19 fans may become their fans as well. So, and yeah, I think this whole, you know, unity when it comes to like being upcoming Filipino idol, because it's hard, you know, being in the Philippines, you know, it's kind of hard to get out there, you know. SB19's been blessed so far that they're getting recognition outside of the Philippines, you know, not like BTS type of status, but, you know.
Yeah.
Being the only Filipino act to be to have been nominated on the billboards, not just in the Philippines but Southeast Asia, to be nominated on the billboards, wow. I think that's a huge deal. And yeah, why not use our platform here in the US to help out other artists? Yeah,
very cool.
So guys, we've talked quite a lot, but before we we're gonna take one more break. When I say break, I'm gonna play like, you know, more songs. And then after that, I'm going to have Jacob promote whatever he needs to promote. Because I know some people are waiting for the giveaways. And don't worry, if you're still waiting for that, I'll definitely do the giveaways. But Jacob might have to bid his farewell to us. But that's okay, because it's been great, obviously, talking to you and it's getting been a to pleasure. Know you as well as your music. But before we go on our break, question real quick.
Sure.
Have you been outside from Colorado, obviously, have you been to any other state in the U.S.? And if you want to go outside of the United States, maybe just for a vacation or to maybe pursue music, where would you go? Or where would you, what do you think you would want to go to after the pandemic, obviously?
I travel a lot, so I've been to a lot of the states in the U.S. I mean, even on that trip, let's say this. And since September, I've been to, let's see if I can name them all. I've been to, obviously, started in New York. I've been to Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. I've been to California. I've been to Texas, Colorado, Florida, Utah, and Maine. And Massachusetts, not Maine, and New Jersey.
Wow.
Since September.
That's September, October. Wait, I'm talking.
Yeah, like.
You're talking about this?
Yeah, like two and a half months, yeah.
So 10 states in 2 months.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I love travel. My wife and I love traveling, and I traveled for work a bit, so it's been fun.
Wow. After a pandemic, where would you want to go outside of the United States?
I love the idea of visiting the Philippines. I think that I love what YouTube has done in just creating new connections and friendships and opportunities. And I've met a lot of really cool people from the Philippines and that live there now or are Filipino and may not live in the Philippines, like Simon Cervita, who lives in Canada. But like, I would love to, hey, you know, maybe you're the person to talk to about this, but I would love to get more connected with, SB19 and I would love to have any member of theirs on my YouTube channel for an interview. But I've interviewed like most of Morissette's team, including Morissette, but like between her and her fiance Dave, but also her songwriter to her
producer to the creative director to the the marketing director, and it's all these cool opportunities and cool relationships that I built that I would just love to meet them and actually meet them and put a face to, like, I mean, we met on Zoom, but like I would love to actually, like, you know, grab dinner with them, and that's somewhere I'd really be interested in going to visit.
We'll talk about that as the 19 guessing later.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I'll see.
Shoot. No promises, but you'll see what you could do. I'm down for that.
Can't promise that. Anything, but maybe I could try.
I love that.
But yes, guys. All right. So thanks for answering all those questions. But I'm pretty sure you were very honest, because I could tell the way you were answering them. You really were putting thought into it. So thanks for being a good sport. Some of these questions are, it looks easy, but if you really think about it, you're like, oh man, sometimes I prefer to eat burgers and pizza. You know, that kind of thing. But anyway, so like I said, guys, we're going to play more songs, obviously, with Jacobs, because I truly have he has a lot of songs, guys. You could definitely check him out on Spotify. He has plenty of songs out there, but I'm just kind of randomly choosing songs from all of the what he has out there. So if you want to check that out, it's also Jacob Restituto on Spotify. He also has Twitter, obviously. You can follow him on Twitter. And obviously, YouTube. And I know he has other social media, but I'm gonna have him say all of that later when we come back. So right now, guys, we'll play some more songs, like I said.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening to that podcast. I really hope you enjoy it. If you want to see the video version of any of these episodes, you can check them out on YouTube. It'll be at Jacob Restituto, the Tuto Talks series. Hope you enjoyed this. And also, if you want to see clips or anything, like, you know, your favorite clip of it, you can see it on TikTok or on Instagram. It's everywhere. But best way to get in touch with me if you want to say what's up or have any questions or want to follow up is by texting me. Two different numbers. You could text me at 631-250-6950 if you're in the U.S. Or WhatsApp is 1-833-575-0948. You rock. Thank you for being a part of Team Tuto. God bless and peace out.